Episode 3327, Don't Let Worry Whittle Down Your Heart.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous start to a brand new week. It is Inspiration Motivation Day, and I want you to have a smile on your face and joy in your heart. Don't let worry whittle down your heart. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, as you know, we've got our TV show happening, and you can go to the Pray app, pray.com, and we are there every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. Central, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, and 8:30 a.m. Pacific. Boy, time differences are hard. They are just hard. My mind is reeling. How about yours? Take a deep breath. Okay. Doesn't that feel better? Sometimes we just need to breathe because there is so much happening. And I want you to really be clued into what's happening with your life right now. I want you to feel your own heart, because sometimes we just get so caught up in our life journey that we often encounter challenges that can weigh us down and cloud our vision. And it's easy to let worry consume us, impacting our passion and our drive. Don't let worry whittle down your heart, because amidst the chaos, there lies a flicker of hope. There is a hope that says, yes, you're going to get through this. Yes, there is something on the other side, a reminder that you hold the power to rise above it all. You can do this. You've got the resilience. You've got the endurance to be able to handle what's coming your way. Author Mary Ann Redmacher once said, courage doesn't always roar. Sometimes courage is a quiet voice at the end of the day saying, I will try again tomorrow. Now remember, tomorrow becomes today. Right? And yesterday we talked about preparation for tomorrow is hard work today. So we've got to understand that we get the opportunity to navigate through our hardships and see things differently. So we don't let that worry whittle down our hearts. But it can get in the way. But remember that your passion is a compass that guides you through turbulent times. Passion fuels the fire within you, igniting the path to your purpose. What is that that's going to keep your light burning? You want to keep that flicker going. And when you acknowledge the power of your passion, you then can unlock the reservoir of strength that propels you forward, even when the road ahead seems impossible. You know, when I'm driving to different towns and going through different cities, I see the big water towers. And I think of that as that's the reservoir. That's what keeps everything. And so I want you to have that mental picture. That reservoir being the strength, your endurance, the resilience, and it's all in there. And when you need to let it all come out, you can open up the floodgates and you've got it there to rely on. But you also have to make sure that you're storing up what's good, and worry is going to get in the way of storing it up because it blocks it, and you can't build something that's blocked. Don't let worry whittle down your heart. Les Brown, he's a motivational speaker, said this, shoot for the moon. Even if you miss, you'll land among the stars. Are you one who's saying, yep, I've got to have it all perfect or I'm not doing it? I used to live that life. It's kind of miserable, actually. Now I live the life of excellence. Yes, I would like to say it's close to perfection, but it's not. I won't ever reach perfection until I'm on the other side. But I'm not ready to go to the other side. I have a conversation with God every single day. No, it's not time yet. I still have work here to do. But you see, we get in our own way when we allow ourselves to worry. It's one thing to be concerned and to be proactive and, you know, taking steps that, okay, if something was to happen, why do you have insurance, right? We don't have insurance because it's fun to just pay somebody money. We have insurance because if this was to occur, you'll be covered. You'll be taken care of. Right? We're dealing with our house right now, and we've had some water issues, and now we're going through some renovations, and it's about to get really, really dusty fast. And I'm excited about it, but I'm also like, oh, I'm not real excited about it. But guess what? I know there needs to be some concern on how I prep for what's going to happen in my home, but worry? What is worry going to get me to do? Just sit on my butt and not do anything. It's going to hold me back. It's going to empty out my reservoir because I'm going to be exhausted worrying. Don't do that. Allow yourself to understand that setbacks and failures, they're merely stepping stones to success, to where you're headed, right? Every stumble is an opportunity to learn, to grow, and to evolve into a stronger version of who you are becoming. All right, go back to the reservoir. Some towns have really big ones. I think mine is really, really big. Praise the Lord. How big is yours? Maybe it's sitting a little bit empty. The journey toward fulfilling your dream is often riddled with obstacles. It's going to be there. You're going to have them. It's not going to be easy. But it is in overcoming these challenges that you discover your true potential, what you can do, your strength, even your wisdom. Rumi, a poet, actually said this, "The wound is the place where the light enters you." Think about that for a minute. The wound is the place where the light enters you. Sometimes the things that happen to us, the worst things, is where the best things come on the other side. Now, a lot of times we don't want to admit it because we wish we could change things. But you're dealt the cards you're dealt. And how you respond, well, that's the beauty in the ashes. So embrace your struggles, for they are the catalyst of transformation and growth. In the grand tapestry of life, each thread represents a moment of triumph, a lesson learned, and a heart filled with unwavering resolve. It's called perseverance. What thread is running through your mind right now, today? Are you worried about a lot of stuff? Maybe you need to go to the Lord in prayer. Maybe you need to stand up and say, you know what, I've got all of this happening and I get it, but I can prepare accordingly. I can be concerned, but I can take action on what I know and what I can control. So therefore, I will be ready for whatever happens to the best of my ability. And then what happens? Well, we'll figure that out. Cultivate that kind of mindset, a mindset of resilience, unwavering faith, and who you are and who you are becoming, right? You can navigate these unpredictable seas of life and let your passion be the lighthouse that guides you. Remember that worry may attempt to whittle down your heart, but your passion will always reignite the flame within you. What's in your reservoir? Are you holding on to worry? Are you saying, yeah, I like that better? I'm just going to sit here and I'm going to worry. Or are you going to say, nope, I'm ready to take aim. Action ignites motivation. I know where I need to go. I know that I can be concerned. I know that I can take aim on what I need to do in preparation for what might come. And then I can respond accordingly. I can prepare my heart in a different manner. So embrace each challenge as an opportunity to grow. And let your unwavering spirit carry you toward your dreams. Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.